Tonight is Monday night, April 7th, or 8th day of the month of Nisan, 5774. This is the Gemara Shir. We're up to Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Beis Amud Aleph.
Okay, Rabotai. We started the Mishnah last time at the beginning of Moed Katan, and we're still going to be in the Mishnah tonight. I'm going to see several comments of the Yerushalmi and several comments of the Ritva to elaborate and enumerate on principles of this particular Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that one is permitted to be mashke beit hashalachin b'moed u'bishviyis. That is a field that is watered by a natural spring, and there is not much tircha that you have to generate in order to water that particular field. And it made no difference whether the spring was yatsa betchila bein mimayin shelo yatsa betchila, whether it's been a flowing spring or not. As long as it's a spring, it's okay. Aval ein mashkim lo mimei gashamim v'lo mimei hakilom. But you are not permitted to water, not if it involves rainwater or it involves a well. Because if it is rainwater, you have to carry the water to the field. If it's a well, you have to draw the water from the bottom of the well, which requires tircha yesera. Now, the Mishnah, in its opening statement, included both moed and shviyas. That the halacha formulated in halacha number one of the Mishnah, it includes not only Chol HaMoed, but for Shemitah as well. That you are permitted to water a field that is irrigated by a spring. So how would you now read the contrast? Aval ein mashkin lo mimei hagishamim v'lo mimei hakilom. When would that prohibition take place as well? Simple reading of the Mishnah. When would that take place?
Both
on Shemitah and Chol HaMoed.
The reason makes no sense.
However, says Rashi, take a look at Rashi, not here in the Mishnah, but the Rashi on the Rif. So take your sheets, page number one. I bracketed towards the bottom where Rashi says mimei kilon. Says Rashi, mimei shel kilon is bor amuk shel gishamim mayim mechunasin. It's a well, a pit that is, has a deep, it collects the rainwater. Ika tircha yisera lidalot. It has. It requires a lot of effort to draw the water. In Yiddish, to shepen the vasa, the dalot, to shepen the vasa. Says Rashi, ve'amoed koi, de legabe shviyis loy chashinu l'tircha yisera. Says Rashi quite clearly, the second phrase in this Mishnah only applies to Chol HaMoed, but it does not apply to Shemitah. So Shemitah, if you have a field that is in need of water, you are permitted to water it not only if it's fed with a spring, but even if it has to be fed with a well or rainwater that has to be carried from place A to place B, it's perfectly okay. Because there is no prohibition known as tircha when it comes to Shemitah. That prohibition is limited only to Chol HaMoed. So learns Rashi. However, the Ritva clearly disagrees. Clearly disagrees. And in fact, Rashi is supported by the Yerushalmi. Rashi is supported by the Yerushalmi. Take page number two. I bracketed the relevant line. This is what is offers support for Rashi, that there is a distinction between Chol HaMoed and Shemitah. Rabbisna, b'shem Rebbe. Lo shanu ela b'moed. When do we say that mei gishamim or mei kilon are prohibited? Only on chalosh moed. Ha b'shvius mutter. However, during Shemitah year, it's perfectly okay to water your field even from the kilon. Ma bein shvius, ma bein moed, moed. What's the difference between moed and Shemitah, whereas moed has such a distinction and Shemitah does not? Answers the Yerushalmi. Shvius al yidei shehi muteres b'malacha, heitiru bein davar shehu tariach, bein davar she'eno tariach. Shemitah, which essentially, there's no Iser Malacha per se during the Shemitah year. It's not that you know how to do Malacha. Certain Avodat Adama are prohibited. Certain Avodat Adama. Watering is one of those Avodat Adama that are permissible during the Shemitah year. Because if you don't water them, the plants are going to die. But essentially, there is no Iser Malacha on Shemitah. Hence, it makes no difference whether the activity generates tircha or does not generate tircha. However, moed al yidei shehu asur b'malacha. However, chol ha-moed, since it is indeed asur b'malacha, lo hitiru ela david shehu avod ubilvad davar she'eno torayach. And the Chachamim said, if I'm going to make an allowance, it's only going to be if there will be financial loss, plus if there is no what? No tircha. But if there is tircha, even if it will lead to financial loss, I will still legislate. So the Yerushalmi supports Rashi and claims that the Mishnah only prohibits during Chol HaMoed, but does not prohibit during Shemitah. Does not prohibit during Shemitah. However, where is it? The Ritva on page number 4, go to page number 4 for a minute, and there are several critical statements of the Ritva. On the right hand side of the page, Ubishvius. Yesh Perush Shikosov Bohen Loshna Shalachin Veloshna Beis Habal Kidama Gemara. Avos asa rachmana velo toldos. One second. No, that's not it. Line 5. That's a different issue. We're going to get to that issue a little later in the Gemara. Line 4. V'chein mashapirish Rabbeinu Shlomo. That which Rashi has interpreted. Ha disnan avolo mimei hakilon amoed bilchudkoi. Rashi just said that it applies only to Chol HaMoed, not Shemitah. Says the Ritva, Lo mashma hachi melishno klal. It does not seem to be borne out from the simple expression of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah seems to establish two sides of the coin. A is permissible, B is prohibited. Just as in the permissible statement, it states explicitly, b'moed u'bishviyis, one can assume that the contrast which prohibits includes not only moed, but shviyis as well. So learns the Ritva. V'chol ki kai havna hevelei l'ferushe b'gemara. If Rashi was correct, says the Ritva, the burden of the Gemara would have been to clarify that the contrasting statement avolo al yidei megishamu mei kilon, the Gemara should have commented and said this is only for Chol HaMoed, but by Shemitah it's permissible. Since the Gemara is relatively silent, therefore says the Ritva, it is includes both. Elavadai masnitin kipashta. Certainly the halacha is like the simple reading of the Mishnah. And the simple reading of the Mishnah does support the Ritva that there is no distinction between Chol HaMoed and and Shemitah.
What's the reason according to Ritva?
He doesn't say. Just says the Mishnah says prohibits it. Why? Because don't forget, during Shemitah, the Torah does prohibit certain activities. Torah doesn't allow you to engage in planting. So this is, even though it's hard to understand, if you're going to allow watering to enable a field to grow, if the water comes from a spring, he doesn't tell us the rationale.
So it doesn't bother him that the Mishnah is incongruous in terms of reasons.
That's correct.
Okay,
That's correct.
He's not so consistent.
That is correct.
Does he mention the Rishami at all? Or
does he
ignore the Rishami also?
No, he believes it's a machlokes to Bavli and the Rishami. That's precisely the point. Since the Bavli made a point of the Rishami, as we just read, explicitly said that there is a distinction. Since the Bavli does not list such a distinction, he believes it's a machlokes to Bavli and the Rishami, and hence the halacha is, the way he sees it, like the Bavli, that there is no distinction between Chol HaMoed and Shmiyas. Yeah. Let's continue the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ein osin ugios ligafanin. You're not permitted to dig ditches around vineyards on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, or perhaps during Shemitah as well. Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria Omer, Ein Osin Es Ha'ama B'tchila B'moed U'B'Shvias. V'Chachamim Omrin, Osin Es Ha'ama B'tchila B'Shvias. Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria says, you are not permitted to make a new irrigation canal. An Ama is an irrigation canal. Says Rabbi Lozer ben Azaria, you are not permitted to do so neither on Chol HaMoed nor during Shemitah. And the Chachamim say, Osin is Ha'ama B'tchila B'Shviyas. And the Chachamim say, you may do so. During Shemitah, but not on Chol HaMoed. Now, what would you say this phrase, this machloikis between Rabbi Lozer ben Azaria and the Chachamim, does that shed light on whether Rashi is right in the previous case or the Ritva is right in the previous case?
They can each hold like one of the Tanaim.
Okay, but
not the answer you're looking for.
Okay, but that's not what we're looking for. Okay, what?
The Ritva, because here it explains.
Correct. That's exactly the Ritva's point. If there was a distinction between Shemitah and Chol HaMoed in the previous case, so then the Mishnah should have explained it just as it does by Rabbi Lozer ben Azaria. Rabbi Lozer ben Azaria says you are not permitted to dig a new irrigation ditch, neither Shemitah nor Chol HaMoed. So he's telling you it applies to both. And the Chachamim say it applies only to what? To Shemitah, not to Chol HaMoed. So where you want to highlight a distinction between Chol HaMoed and Shemitah, you're perfectly capable of doing so. Hence, in the statement previous to it, where the Mishnah does not make such a distinction, says the Ritva, that's proof positive to me that there is no distinction. Because if there was a distinction, it was incumbent upon the Mishnah to say so, just as Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim disagree in this particular case, and one applies it only to Shemitah, and the other one does not apply to Chol HaMoed.
What's the reasoning behind his statement, though?
The Gemara will explain what the source of the Machloikis
is. Right, and that goes against the Ritva. Because now we have reasons that are unique to Shvius.
What?
We have reasons that are, and the Gemara is going to talk about reasons that are unique to Shvius.
Correct.
So that's why there's a distinction
okay,
there.
Okay, but the Gemara, his point is, why doesn't the Mishnah say something?
Because there's no reason that's unique to Shvius to not allow it. It's ridiculous to contemplate it.
Okay.
That's the issue.
Okay.
Here we have Rabbi Lezer Mazal coming up with separate Shvius.
So Rashi will be very happy with you, that he doesn't look at this as a challenge to him.
Okay.
I'm just telling you what the Ritva says, that this is offers proof positive that he happens to be right. He might be wrong, but yeah. Now, what is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's reasoning for prohibiting building an Amma on Chol HaShamoed? What's the reason? What?
I just asked you. You said you were going to explain that in the Gemara.
Okay, but I want to explain something now, because it's not what the reason is, but what the reason is not. What would have been a simple explanation as to what might be the reason, and that can't be the reason, because?
Tirchu.
That would be, some suggest. Says the Ritva, that's impossible. Why? Because the prohibition of Tirchu has already been established in the Mishnah. You don't have to illustrate a second illustration and a third illustration to illustrate the same identical principle. And as a result, this is not considered the source of the principle. The chidush here, according to the Ritva, is that even though it is a tircha, which will lead to smichat ha-peirot, and smichat ha-peirot on Chol HaShamoed should have been permissible. What? Smichat, the growth of peirot. Smichat ha-peirot should have been permissible. Why? Because ultimately, if the fruits could be harvested then on Chol HaShamoed, could you possibly eat them on Chol HaShamoed? Certainly can. So what category of malacha is undoubtedly permissible on Chol HaShamoed? Ochel nefesh. Hence, says the Ritva, I could have imagined, and here he's going to establish a very important principle, I could have imagined that any type of activity which could ultimately lead to ochel nefesh is 100% going to be permissible. In fact, some claim that this particular case of building the Amma is not necessarily for what? For the purpose of what? Watering a field? But what other purposes could there be for having an irrigation ditch? Not an irrigation, but building a tunnel to direct water. What other reasons could there be?
Drinking, bathing.
To drinking water and bathing, which is not only permissible on Chol HaShamoed, but even when? Even on Yontif itself. Says the Ritva, that I'm going to show you two inside. Melacha Shehem Richokim Meimachshirei Ochel Nefesh, Richokim Meimachshirei Ochel Nefesh are Osir on Chol HaShamoed. Machshirim Shehem Richokim Meochel Nefesh are prohibited. Let's take a look at the Ritva inside, and I'll try to explain what he has in mind. It's on page 4. In the next one, on the left-hand side of the page. V'hodisnan ein osin es ha'ama b'moed. Pshita, says the Ritva, there is no doubt, d'ha ika tircha tuva tfei mikilon. Building a complete new irrigation ditch is a lot more effort than what? Than drawing water from an existing well. A lot more. V'leka l'meimar de rabbalaza shari kilon. Kidemuchach b'gemar b'beraisa. Adara machmer hutfei. It is impossible to assume that Rabbi Eliezer is going to allow a kilon only because what? Because he prohibited an Amma. It doesn't work that way. Both of them are prohibited. And if both of them are prohibited, there should be no necessity to teach me an osin Amma, because it's far more effort than kilon. Eliyesh lomar, mishum de tfiyah shviyas nakatla. Why indeed does this... Why does he, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, say you're not permitted to make the Amma, the new irrigation ditch? Not because there's any chidush for Chol HaMoed, but what is it prohibited? It's during Shemitah, it's prohibited. The only reason why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah pipes up and says, you are not permitted to build an Amma, is because of Shemitah. But on Chol HaMoed, I don't need Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to teach me that what? That you're not allowed to build an Amma? Because it's certainly learned out from, you can't make, can't water a field with a kilon, certainly an Amma is prohibited. That's answer number one. Inami, no. There is a chidush on Chol HaMoed. Not only is there a chidush on Shemitah, there is a chidush on Chol HaMoed. Inami. The afilu litzorech hamoed osur lo kevan shehein machshirin dechukin meod, and others write rechokin meod, rechokin meolchal nefesh. So let me elaborate on this for a second. There is a famous debate in Maseches Beitza Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis as to whether machshirei oichal nefesh are permissible or not. On Yom Tov, when you're allowed to do Melechus Oichel Nefesh, it is not a license to do anything in the world that ultimately leads to what? To producing food. I'm not allowed to drive to Pathmark or to buy ice cream, even though I'm going to eat the ice cream in Chol HaMoed. When we say that Melechus Oichel Nefesh are permissible, there are certain criteria of Melacha which we allow, depending on the machlokes, the Rambam, and Tosfos, and so on and so forth. So let's use the more the harsher opinion. That's Tosfos' opinion. There are only two melachot that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Only two melachot that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov.
Bishul.
Which two?
Bishul.
Right. Bishul. Besides Bishul, what else? No. You're allowed to do Lisha. Melisha ve'elech is permissible. Kneading a dough, and what's the process after kneading a dough? In the Sidur de Pas, after Lisha comes what? Afiyah. So there are only two melachos of the bread making process which Tosfos says are permissible on Yom Tov. You're allowed to knead a dough, and you're allowed to bake the dough. Baking and cooking are synonymous. How does Tosfos learn this out from? From the Yom Tov of Pesach. Because Pasuk Tet Zayin of Shmot chapter 12 writes, Ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, hu levado ye'yaseh lochem. Only ochel nefesh. That's Pasuk Tet Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin says, Ushmartem es hamatzot. So Tosfos, citing Yerushalmi, says, whatever you require, whatever melacha, in the baking process, you need shimur l'shem matzah. That's the type of activity you're allowed to do l'shem oichel nefesh. So the Gemara in the Yerushalmi is of the opinion that you do not need shmira mishas ktsira. All you need is shmira mishas lisha. From the time that you take the water, pour it into the flour, and mix the dough, and knead the dough, that's when you have to have l'shma for matzah. So since Ushmartem es hamatzos is written right next to Ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, Tosfos posits only two melachot happen to be permissible on Yom Tov based on ochel nefesh, namely Lisha and Afiyah. The Rambam has a much more expansive view, and the Rambam says that mid the oraisa, any melacha that handles the food directly is considered melachas ochel nefesh. Any malacha that handles the food directly is considered a malacha soichel nefesh that is mutter midoraisa. Midrabanan, they made a distinction. If the malacha could have been done on Erev Yom Tov and that reduced the quality of the food, you have to do it on Erev Yom Tov. If you were to do it on Erev Yom Tov and it would reduce the quality of the food, then you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov itself. So Rambam says, grinding spices, that's tochen. Tochen is way before Lisha in the Sidur of the Pas. Says Rambam, you're allowed to grind fresh spices on Yom Tov. Why? Because freshly ground spices are sharper than spices that are ground yesterday. What?
Is there something real specifically against pepper, though?
No.
About grinding pepper?
No. Not according to the Rambam. Okay, so the Ravid asked the question on the Rambam, well, why don't you allow you to pluck a fruit then? Because freshly plucked fruits and vegetables taste better than if they were plucked yesterday. That's the Ravid's question on the Rambam. But anyway, that's the Rambam. Then there is a second category called Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. Machshirei Oichel Nefesh is a machloikus Rabbi Yehuda de Chachamim. The Chachamim say, Machshirei Oichel Nefesh are Osur Midda Oraisa on Yom Tov. Osur Midda Oraisa on Yom Tov. You know what? Give me an illustration of Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. Sharpening a knife. Okay? I have a knife and I want to cut my meat. But it's dull. So if I sharpen the knife, that will facilitate Oichel Nefesh. It'll enable me to eat my meat and cut the meat properly. So the Chachamim say, Machshirei Oichel Nefesh are Osur on Yom Tov Mita Oraisa. Rabbi Yehuda darshins the phrase, Ach Ashe Yeachel Lechol Nefesh, Hu Levado Yeyaseh Lochem, Lochem, Afilo Machshirin. Afilo Machshirin. That even Machshirei Oichel Nefesh are permissible. That's the halacha. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim, that you are allowed Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. But Machshirei Oichel Nefesh has very big latitude. How far are you allowed to go? Because it's Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. So the Ritva here writes, and it's hard to define, I grant you that, but I'm just telling you what the Ritva says, that you need machshirin which are not richokin me'ochel nefesh. Not far away from ochel nefesh. I don't have a good handle what is called richokin. So now, here is what he's saying. To dig an irrigation ditch, to water, to even for anything, to drink the water, or to water the plants, that's too rachok. That's too rachok. And that's prohibited according to Ritva. Velo dami litanur vikira disharinan likaman bemechilten. And it's not to be compared to what? To fixing the oven. My oven's broken. So later on the Gemara says, you're allowed to fix your oven on Chol HaShemoed. And on Yom Tov as well. Why? Because Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. Okay? You have a good objective criteria why fixing the oven is okay, but building a water ditch is not okay. It's hard for me to define it. But so learns the Ritva. Hence, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Ein osin ama b'moed, it's not only for the Shvius halacha, says the Ritva, it's also for Chol HaShemoed. It's teaching me an additional halacha. Nothing to do with Tircha. Because Tircha was learned out already from Kilon. What principle is learned? That even though it has a salutary benefit in relationship to Oichel Nefesh, not all Machshirei Oichel Nefesh are permissible. Only Machshirei Oichel Nefesh Hakrovim laochel nefesh, but if they are richokim laochel nefesh, they are prohibited. That's the principle, says the Ritva. Yeah, I can't define what richokim and krovim mean.
It looks like a dalet.
Right. No, it says underneath on the that there's another text.
Yeah,
right.
So is the Ritva heading off at the pass? Are there those that say if the reason is tircha, that Elazar ben Azariah is actually arguing on the Tanakhama of our Mishnah? No one ever says that.
No one has said that yet. It's a possibility. You could have said it, but I haven't found the Rishon who says that.
So those who learn that it's Tircha, it's just another example. They're saying
right, but that they don't want to accept that.
The Ritva doesn't, but there are, even others don't. Does anyone accept that? Or
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen anybody. I don't know. Yes.
Just a basic question.
Yeah,
I may have missed it. Did the Gemara or the Mishnah establish what's the link or the common between Shvirit and
Chol HaMoed? Yeah, the Gemara will. It's not going to be a pasuk because Chol HaMoed, according to most, is only the Rabbanan. By Shmita, the Gemara will rely on Psukim to establish this later on. Yes.
Yeah, you're saying the same rules for Oichel Nefesh apply to Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov itself?
That is exactly, that's correct, for Machshirin. And for Chol HaShemoed. and for Ochel Nefesh as well. Whatever you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do, certainly allowed to do on Chol HaShamoim.
But the reverse is
not But not, the reverse is not true.
I can plant on Chol HaMoed?
I didn't say you can plant on Chol HaMoed.
Well,
are you allowed to do what the Mishnah says? You're allowed to water a plant on Yom Tov?
We're not talking, Mishnah's talking about Ochel Nefesh here, is it?
No, but well, no, but it's going to lead. I'm watering plants. You can't.
Was it a tircha thing or is it a?
It's a tircha thing. But from a doraisa. So on Yom Tov, I don't have to tell me that you're not allowed to water the plant because it's doraisa. It's zoreya.
Can I plug an apple on Chol HaMoed?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not the same then.
100%. No, there are leniencies. There are leniencies.
That's right. That's not a shiur. That's really a melacha you want to do.
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the Ramban, and I apologize for not photostating the Ramban. The Ramban says that machshire ochel nefesh, which are richokin, are also permissible on Chol HaShamoed. Not only machshire ochel nefesh hakrovin, but even a richokin. And the Magid Mishnah claims that based on the fact that the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perches Halacha Dalet, did not make such a distinction, he believes that the Rambam agrees with Ritva, and that there are only krovin are permissible, richokin are prohibited. And that's the way the Mechaba actually paskins in Simen Tovkuf Mem Dalet, that only machshire nefesh harikrovin, not richokin, but again, lacking a good definition as to what constitutes krovim and richokin.
So we're saying the Ritva is prohibiting malachos on Chol HaMoed.
That's correct, which are richokot.
Even though there's no Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed.
No, there is an Isser Malacha. It's either Doraisa or Derabanan. That we did the first, the introductory show.
Can I plug an apple on Chol HaMoed?
According to him?
To Ritva.
Maybe not. Again, I don't have a good handle. Would he consider that Rachok or Karov? I can't answer that question. I don't know.
Clearly it's not
what's the machshire?
I don't know. What?
It's not.
No, there it's not machshire ochel nefesh. There it's ochel nefesh itself. But no one allows that on Yom Tov. Okay, so once you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov, unless there's a specific license to do so, you're not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed either. I don't know. I don't know whether he would allow that or not. I don't know. I can't answer that. Don't know. Lama Gein Viter.
Does the Machaber give any criteria in Shulchan Aruch?
Nope, he does not. He just writes Mashir Oichon Nefesh Amuter, and then that's it.
He doesn't distinguish between Chol or Krovim.
But the Magid Mishnah assumes that it was the burden upon him to make a distinction to say that some yes and some are he'd have to highlight that. He'd have to highlight it.
Machaber didn't mention anything like that.
No, he was so say and said that Mashire Echol Nefesh Amuter, but he didn't distinguish between Krovim and Ruchaikim.
Or Ramav, did he happen?
Didn't say anything.
That would be Paskin.
I don't know. We Paskin Mashire Echol Nefesh Amuter. But how far do you take Mashire Echol Nefesh? That's the question. You know, like I said, I don't know.
You don't get
a knife.
Because Mashiach, that everybody knows you're allowed. That's an example quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to sharpen a knife on Yom Tov.
Not for Shechita, just for eating.
No, for Shechita too. Because Shechita's mother on Yom Tov.
Of course for Shechita. Of course for Shechita.
Yes, even just for eating. Yes.
You don't get a lot of form.
That's the example given in Gemara on Chav Ches Amid Beis, is sharpening a knife.
Can you chop wood?
What?
Can you chop wood?
On when? On Yom Tov?
On Yom Tov, yeah.
That would be a good question. The answer is no. Even though it's machshire ochel nefesh, because I could make a case. Why?
Fire.
Because fire is mutter. How far do you extend it? Again, I don't have a good handle.
You could also make the argument you could have cut the wood on.
I don't have a good handle.
If an Erev Chol HaMoed didn't just as good, it's not going to affect the
Don't have a good handle.
The difference is you may be building the irrigation not for ochel nefesh. You're building it to bathe or something. That's not ochel nefesh.
Ochel nefesh includes bathing too.
Yeah,
100%, no doubt. That's the famous machloikis between Beshamai and Besilel. That's the machlokes in the Rambam and Ritva and Rashba. Here is a Mishnah on Chof Beis Amud Beis. Beishamay Omrim. You're only allowed to boil water if it's Reuyin Lishtia. That's Beishamay. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, even if it's not Reuyin Lishtia. Right? You're allowed to boil water even if that's suitable for drinking. Good. What's the kernel of the machlokes between Shammai and Hillel? So you suggest, Penny what?
Mitoich.
Right? Good. That's the way the Rashba says. Now the Rambam says no. That's not the machlokes. Because the illustration of Mitoich is already illustrated 10 blot earlier. What case is used to illustrate the principle of Mitoich? Are you allowed to carry a child or a lulav on Yom Tov or not? Beit Shammai says you're not allowed to carry your talis to shul on Yom Tov. Beit Shammai says you're not allowed to carry a lulav to shul on Yom Tov. Beit Shammai says you're not allowed to carry a child on Yom Tov. Why? Because the only thing that you're allowed to carry is food. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, mutter. So the principle there, according to the Gemara, is Mitoich. So why do I need another illustration 10 blot later between Shammai and Hillel to illustrate the same principle? Therefore says the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnah, no. They're arguing what's the definition of Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh. Shammai says what's the definition of Ochel Nefesh? Only eating and drinking. Hillel says any physical benefit is called Ochel Nefesh. Physical benefit. So therefore, according to Hillel, diverting the water for bathing purposes is not mitoich. It's Ochel Nefesh itself, according to the Rambam. Yeah. Let's move on. Continues the Mishnah.
That's a different Mishnah.
That's the Rif. But the Mishnah is the same. The Mishnah is the same. Let's continue the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Umisaknin esamu kukolos b'moed. The Chachamim said that you are permitted to go ahead and dig a new irrigation ditch during Shemitah, but apparently you're not permitted to dig a new irrigation ditch during Chol HaShemoed, because that's Tirchi Yaseira. However, Misakdin is Hamuk Kolos B'moed. You are permitted to repair an existing irrigation ditch. Let's assume a stone fell in or some dirt and it's blocking the pathway of the water. You're just allowed to clear the debris to enable the water to flow appropriately.
What's the reason you want to do this? According to the Chachamim, who said you can't do Achshir Yochel Nefesh?
The public, this?
That would be a good question.
No, they don't allow it on Yom Tov.
No. The Misakin is
Bemoed. Davar Avod.
Why is it Davar Avod?
Because if the land doesn't get the appropriate rainwater, it's going to get lost and damaged.
Is it Moed or Chol HaShemoed?
What? This is Chol HaShemoed. Always Chol HaShemoed. Umisaknin es kilkule hamayim sheberushus harabim v'chotin oso. You are permitted to go ahead and repair kilkule hamayim. What are kilkule hamayim? Certain
pits and caves.
What is the
Meaboros?
Water wells. The water wells. You're allowed to repair the water wells on Chol HaShemoed.
It's not chotitin.
Chotitin is you take out what? To take out rocks and stones that fell into the well. That's the way the Rambam and Perush HaMishnah says.
Then what does the metaklim mean? Because before you said the metaklim
meant. Okay, so it means the wall of the well. The wall.
What was the wall?
The wall was collapsed. Umisaknin es hadrachim. You're allowed to repair the roads on Chol HaShemoed. There's a rechovot and the streets. There's mikvot hamayim. And all mikvaot you're allowed to repair in Chol Hashamoed. V'osin kol tzorchei harabim, and you're allowed to do all tzorchei harabim. What do you think that means? Tzorchei harabim.
Used a lot.
Public welfare.
It's okay. It's not defined in the Bavli at all. Just a tzorchei harabim. The Yerushalmi decides to define it. So take the Yerushalmi. I have it here on page. Page three. The osin call tzorchei harabim. Eilu hein tzorchei harabim. Here are considered what are defined as tzorchei harabim. Donin dinei mamonos. Bezdin is permitted to handle financial affairs. The dini nefashos, Bezdin is permitted to handle dini nefashos.
Capital
punishment cases, they're allowed to adjudicate them. The dini matos, Bezdin is permitted to handle cases which will ultimately, somebody eats chazir, they're allowed to go ahead and handle that case. Upodin as hashvuyin, and you're allowed to raise the funds to redeem those who are held captive. Yes.
Don't you have, I thought with all those that you have to, with any of the ones that are punishments, that you have to give the punishment right away. You're allowed to punish the Chol Moed?
That's exactly the case. Yes. Right. You're allowed to administer punishments on Chol Hashamoed. Ve'arachim. That's the pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai, where somebody says, Erki Olai. Wants to donate his value. So there is a whole thing, depending on how old you are, whether you're a man or woman. So Erki. V'charamim, and the same thing is true also Parsha B'chukosai, where a person says kol cherem, you make a cherem, it's a certain type of dedication of contribution to the mikdash, which are called charamim. V'hekdeshos, and donating something to the mikdash, which you want to redeem, and requires bezdin to appraise how much it's worth. Because if you're going to donate chairs to the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash doesn't need chairs. So you donated a chair, you want to redeem it. So Bezdin is allowed to sit in session to make the determination how much it's worth. Umashkin es hasote. Bezdin is permitted to go ahead. If you have a suspected woman of adultery, and she has to drink the Mayim HaMa'orim, she's allowed to do that on Chol Hashamoed. V'sorfin es hapara, and you're allowed to burn a paraduma if you run out of ashes of the paraduma. V'orfin egla arufa, if you have a murder that took place and the murderer has been unidentified, so you go through the process of called egla arufa at the end of Parshas Shoftim, you behead it and you make a big announcement to try to heighten awareness in order to find the murderer, you're allowed to do that on Chol Hashamoed. Virotzin Eved Ivri. And if you have an Eved Ivri whose 6-year term came up on Yom Tov or Chol Hashamoed, and now he says, I want to stay, you're allowed to pierce him to the door on Chol Hashamoed. Umifarkin es haminol me'al gabe ha'ebus. And you're allowed to remove the lock. Umitarin es hamitzora. You're allowed to engage in the ritual process of being mitaher hamitzora on Chol Hashamoed. Umifarkin es haminhol me'al gabe ha'ebus. You're allowed to remove locks from the troughs. They were public troughs which were locked up on Yom Tov itself. And if the locks were locked, you're allowed to break the lock on Chol Hashamoed, and that's called Tzorchei Harabim. Avalo machzirin osa. But on Chol Hashamoed, even though you break open the locks to allow the animals to water, nonetheless, you don't return it and lock it up again on Chol Hashamoed. Now this list happens to be very, very liberal, and it's very difficult to understand why these cases are called what?
Tzorchei
Rabbim. Some I understand why they're called Tzorchei Rabbim. But why is it so important that we take this Eved Ivri and pierces ear against the door. Why is that called Sorche Rabin? It's actually very difficult.
Egla Rufa is difficult.
What?
Why is Egla Rufa?
Egla Rufa has a communal benefit. It heightens the awareness that there's a murderer on the prowl. That I can understand. But so here,
It's a lot of cases, they're derisive to some extent. Why would I not want to do the Chalamoid? What's me thinking that I would not be, especially though this thing is only the Rabbanim we're talking about now, so why would I not do Egla Rufa on Chalamoid?
Because you can wait till after Yontif.
But there's no reason, I should have to wait. It's derisive, right?
But the derisive is, you have to do it today.
But I'm saying, why
so Besdin is doing, because Besdin is going to be doing some type of malacha. Taking an animal and beheading it is like shechita. Well, what are they accomplishing? What's the purpose of it? So if you take a look now at the Ritva for a second.
Five or six.
No?
Four.
What?
Four. Page five or six. Four.
Page.
The old rate book, four?
We did four already. Yes,
we did four already.
Page five.
The Osin on the right hand side of the page, the Osin called Sarche Rabin. The Gemara Mefaresh Lasu Yemai. The Gemara explains not what they are, but whenever you have a broad general statement, kol tzarche, it has to include something above and beyond that I would not have thought are included in the list. Ubi Yerushalmi de Masech Shkolin uba Bechilten, and in the Yerushalmi Masech Shkolin, and in our Gemara, Mayit Katan, Amrinon, Mahim tzarche harabim. Dine Mamonos, Dine Nefashos, Dine Makos, Pidyon Haben. Now that's a very, that's not in the Yerushalmi. That we didn't have that in the Yerushalmi. And what would be the chiddush that you don't do pinyon haben? It's a mitzvah saseh that has to be done on the 31st day. It's very strange. What do I need that for? Erchin v'charamin v'hegdeshos u'mashkin esasote v'orfin es ha'egla v'sorfin es ha'para v'rotzin eved ivri u'mitaharin es ha'metzora u'porkin es ha'minon le'gabe ya'emus aval e'im achzirin oso adkan b'Yerushal v'yesh bo teimo k'tzat. And I am somewhat puzzled, says the Ritva, heichi katani b'tzorche rabim hashko'as sote u'vitaharas mitzora Uritzias Evid Ivri, Uprikas Minom Egabe Hemo. I don't understand why he's asking that question. That is a tsarche of the rabbim, because you're allowing the animal. I don't understand why he has that question. But the others make a lot of sense. So listen to his answer.
The last example is the mitzvah from the Torah.
What?
The last example.
No, it's not a mitzvah. Of the
there's
Torah.
The only one.
No. Yeah.
The others are mitzvah from the
Torah. To some extent, yes. That's true. V'yesh loymar d'lo duck. What does that mean? V'lo duck.
How's that?
Yerushalmi wasn't really careful. Lo duck. V'aydi d'katani milin d'misabdon al yedei acher u'b'lo schar pa'ula nokat nami bahadayu. Hanami hach bahadai. He says, the Yerushalmi, he claims, the Ritva does, that the Yerushalmi is simply not precise. Not precise. So why do we have such a category? And he writes.
What do those words mean? Schar pu'ula naka?
So that's what he says. V'lo dak. V'aydi de katani mili. Since it lists certain things. De misabdon al yedei acherim. Certain activities which are done by others and you don't get paid for those activities. Now which one on the lists are done by others and you don't get paid for it? What's he referring to?
I don't know.
What's he referring to?
The dim
baseball. Well, the sota, the Kohen Gadol was the one doing the avoda, you would think.
What?
The sota, the Kohen Gadol is the one that's doing the avoda, you know. And
okay.
And so are probably also, I don't know.
The dim.
Where does he come up with this concept of some people getting paid for the work? What is
no. So the way everybody understands the Rizva is as follows. The first 5-6 examples, only Bezdin can do them. Right? Bezdin does them. Dine Mamonos, Dine Nefoshos, Dine Makos. Now Bezdin are not supposed to get paid for their activity. Bezdin does not get paid. They sit L'shem Shamayim. So since I list certain activities which Beis Din does and Beis Din doesn't get paid for, well, you know what? I'll throw in some other activities which are real classic Tzorchei Rabin. They are Tzorchei Rabin. It's important that somebody who is guilty of what? Of Makos, that's Tzorchei Rabin. What's the Tzorchei Rabin to give somebody lashes? Laman Yishmu V'ro, exactly. Let people know that this type of activity is not going to be tolerated. So since there are certain halachos which are done by someone else, and the best, and those at Tzorchei Rabim, so I throw in others which are also done by whom? By someone. Who's the other one? Bezdin does these as well. Ritzia So'evet is not done by any ordinary individual. Bezdin has to, and who is Mitaris and Mitzorah? Kahanim do so. So once you list a category of activities which are done by someone else, not being compensated, and there are real Tzorchei Rabim involved, therefore I throw in others as well which have a similar quality. It's done by someone else. Bezdin doesn't get paid for it, so I throw it in as well. But it's low duck, it's not a precise list. In other words, he acknowledges that those last 4 or 5 activities are not really Tzorchei Rabim.
Going back to his question, though, Mashkin as a sota erases a process that you're violating a commandment not to erase Hashem's name. So we're worried that even though you were to violate Hashem's name, we're worried we shouldn't do it on a Darabanan mandated Chol HaMoed, so we have to include it.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I would have said, well, it also requires Ksiva, and Ksiva is one of the 39 Malachas. Now let her write on Chol HaShemoed. So I could have imagined that you're not allowed to write the Megillah Sota. And Mechika is also one of the 39 Malachas. The two Malachas of the 39 that are involved in Hashgachah Softa. Because it's not just the drinking. First you have to write the Parsha, and then you got to erase the Parsha. So again, a good answer there isn't. But at least to be, like I always say, if you know what's difficult, then you know what's going on. So it's a little difficult to understand why this is considered Tzorchei Rabim. The Yerushalmi provides this list. The Gemara, the Ritva is troubled with it, and he gives his not terribly compelling answer. Not terribly compelling answer.
The inherent difference between
Jerachim
and Rechovos, if the definition listed both.
Okay, so some Rishonim say that Rechovos means the streets in your back of your home where your children play. And I could have imagined, many Rishonim say that, I could have imagined that's not considered Tzorech Yontif, Tzorech HaRabim. The Rechovos, which are in the street, which facilitate people traveling, that I could understand. You need to repair them on Chol HaShemoed. But a little backyard playground, the road, maybe you shouldn't. So therefore, Kamash Milan, that it's permissible. That it's permissible. Umitzainin es hakvaros. You're also allowed to put up a tziyun for a kever. There is a mitzvah to put up by every single kever, po nikbar, because of kahanim, who are not allowed to walk and be mitami lemeis. So there is a special mitzvah, and Beis Din, later on the Gemara will say that Beis Din goes out, and wherever they can identify that there is a person buried there, they put up a little matzeva to indicate a little sign that somebody is buried here. So since you're going to spare a Kohen, the Iser being Latami Lameis, you are allowed to be Mitzayin Isakvaros on Cholo Shomoed. The Yotzin Af Ala Klayim. And Bezdin will also go out Ala Klayim, namely to let people know that if they have anything that's growing that represents Kalayim, that you should rip it out on Cholo Shomoed. Despite the fact that normally you would not rip out the crops, but in order to avoid an Isur, under those circumstances you're allowed to do so. And Shluchei Bezdin, as the Mishnah in Shkolim tells us, Amashmiyim Alashkom Alaklayim, here the Mishnah says you're allowed to go ahead and to be misaking those fields that happen to have Kalayim growing in it, that they should repair their fields and eliminate one of the sources of growth that generates the kelayim. So that also is permissible on Cholo Shomoed.
Wait, isn't that, how about that? Why wouldn't you say there that if it was, why would you think it was a drabbanon that the Cholmoed,
what?
You would think you're not allowed to pull out the kelayim.
Because, you know, you already planted it. So I'll wait another 2 days until I rip it out.
It doesn't seem to be
because the Easter is to plant it.
Not
so the answer is to plant it. But the Rabbanan want to make sure that not only once you planted it, you're not a Mikayim it, that you don't have it. So I could have said, wait till after Chalamai, wait till after Yantiv, says the Mishnah, that no. That's considered enough of its Zorech on Yantiv itself, on Chaloshamoyim itself. All right, we'll stop here and continue with the Gemara next time.
After Yantif.
What?
After Yantif.
Yeah.